Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. It's Kip Harridge with you with our VRA Daily Investing System podcast. We tell you briefly what happened in the markets today. The more important, we tell you what the VRA system is telling us about what's going to happen going forward and what stands out from the action that we saw today. First, the Dow was a pretty odd day today, to tell you the truth. Dow Jones closed down 134 points at still over 25,000, 25,065. Losses of just right at 0.5%. Saw the same thing, S&P 500 and NASDAQ both had losses of less than 0.5%. NASDAQ down 29, S&P 500 down 11, still above that important 2,800 level, technical level of 2,800, closing the day at 2,804. But again, our market leader was the Russell 2000, up a big 9 points today, up 0.56%. Closing at 1,701. That's about 6 points below another all-time high. And it's clear what's happening here. We had a more trade war fears again today. We continue to believe these are vastly oversold to the public, but the markets get hit by it. At least trade-centric names tend to. The Russell 2000 is made up of growth stocks, primarily U.S. companies, small caps that are dependent on business here in the States instead of internationally. So it makes sense that in a strong economy, which we have now, that the Russell 2000 have money flows directed towards it. We expect that'll continue. However, we also believe, again, the trade war fears are being blown way out of proportion, and we look for a catch-up rally over the rest of the half of this year in these more trade-centric names. The internals today were also interesting. Even with the big losses and three of the semi-big losses and three of the major indexes, we saw very solid internals. Even though 9 of 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower today, check out these internals. In the advanced decline on the New York Stock Exchange, we had advances beating declines by over 500 securities. In NASDAQ, again, with the NASDAQ down 29. Advances still beat declines by 1692 to 1200. So about, again, we're looking at something like 400 point stock advantage there. Same thing with volume. Volume in a day like this was flat, could have easily been a lot more negative. And then what we watch very closely here are new highs to new lows, and they closed at a better than 2-to-1 advantage on the positive side. So again, even with 9 of 11 sectors negative, even with a big 134-point loss, seemingly looking big, 134-point loss in the Dow Jones, the internals were solid. The market leader, the Russell 2000, remained solid. And we see no signs of anything but maybe a pause here, an overbought pause, as some of our major indexes on this big move higher have gotten overbought. So with that said, folks, we look for higher prices going forward. We continue to like on this pullback in oil. We like oil a good deal here. Looking great on the charts. We covered it today for all our members, looking at both oil, West Texas Intermediate, and looking at OIH, which is the Oil Services ETF. We see dramatic upside there as well. We've been bullish in oil since it bottomed, turned up, and we went long oil at 32. After avoiding it from 100 all the way down to 26, went bullish at 32. We've been bullish ever since. It's up 100%. And we're looking for opportunities now in both the E&P names and the oil service stocks, as oil will likely top $100 a barrel next year based on our work and our reading of the charts and our view of the global economy, which continues to be a very positive one. Finally, corporate earnings continue to come in well. Did not like the action in the bank index today, down 1.4%. However, we did see very positive action again today in the housing stocks. The HGX, the housing index, closed up 0.90%. We need to get that going, just as the financials have been going, get a rotation going back into this market, make it a healthier, more broader-based advance, which, again, is what we expect into the November midterms. And then back into the end of the year as our Dow Jones target remains 30,000 plus. Folks, as always, thanks for listening. Again, my name is Kip Harridge. Feel free to join us for 2 free weeks at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. And have a great night. We'll see you back here tomorrow after the close.